We continue our learning. We are in Tanis, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. By way of introduction, we know there's a mitzvah called Nisiyos Kapayim, discussed in Parshas Nasa. There's a mitzvah of Kohanim to bless the people with the Psukim, Yivarach Hashem Yishmerecha, etc. And our Mishnah is going to deal with Nisiyos Kapayim specifically on a Tanis, on a fast day. Daily, there is a mitzvah of Nisiyos Kapayim, but that is only during Shacharis, at the end of Birchas Modim, that's in the Shmona Esrei. On a day when there's a Tfilas Musaf, so the Kohanim also do the Nisiyos Kapayim, not only in Shacharis, but also in Musaf. But in Mincha, we don't do Nisiyos Kapayim, and the reason for that is we're afraid that maybe the Kohanim drank some wine, they had lunch by that time, by the afternoon already, it's Mincha time, they had something to drink, and if you have wine, any drinking a little bit of wine can invalidate a Kohen from Nitzvah Nisiyos Kapayim. That's discussed in Maseches Tanis on Daf Chavav, Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Lama Nismucha Parshas Kohen Mivarech LeParshas Nazir. How do we explain the juxtaposition of the Parsha of Nazir to the Parsha of Nisiyos Kapayim, which is both next to each other in Parshas Nazir? So Lomar, to teach us, Ma Nazir Asr Bayayin Af Kohen Mivarech Asr Bayayin. Just like a Nazir can't drink wine, so too a Kohen who is blessing the people cannot drink wine. So the Mishnah is coming to teach us that on a fast day, so the Kohanim can do Nisiyos Kapayim during Mincha, because we're not afraid of Shikras, we're not afraid that they're intoxicated, because you can't eat and drink anyway. Mishnah also will teach us that on days that we daven Ne'ilah, which we today only do on Yom Kippur, but it was typically Ne'ilah was an added tefillah for every Tanis, so the Kohanim would also do Nisiyos Kapayim during Ne'ilah. Now, when is Ne'ilah? So the Yishami says, at the time, according to one opinion, at the time of Ne'ilas Sharei Heichal Bamikdash, the time that they closed the doors of the Heichal in the Mikdash, the doors that would close the room of the Heichal where the menorah, the Mizbeach HaZahav was, the Mizbeach HaKtoras, and the Shulchan. And some say Ne'ilah is at the time of Ne'ilas Sharei Shamayim, where the Sharei Shamayim close towards evening at the end of Tefillah, as Rashi explains. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Aleph the following, Kein Tiknu Tefillah Achar Tefillas Mincha Somuch Lishkiyas HaChama B'yom HaTanis Bilvad. On a fast day, so on the Tanis there, after Tefillas HaMincha, right next to, right before Shki, right before sunset, there was an added tefillah, Kedei Lahosif Tchina Ubakasha, so we have added supplication and request B'pnei HaTanis. V'zohi HaTefillah HaNikres Tefillas Ne'ilah, as the Rambam says, that's called Tefillas Ne'ilah, Klomar, Ninalu Sharei Shamayim Ba'ad HaShemesh Vinistera. So the Sharei Shamayim have closed, so we can no longer see the sun. The sun is now has been concealed. That's when we daven Ne'ilah. Just also to be aware, though, although the Mishnah will discuss Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, as we'll see, we'll hopefully mention what halacha l'maisa, what we do today regarding Ne'ilah and Nisiyos Kapayim. So the Mishnah says like this: Bishlosha prakim bashana koanim nosim nes kapen arba pa'amim bayom. There are three times of the year where this Nisiyos Kapayim, the Birkas Kohen, is done four times during the day. As the Mishnah says, what are the four times during the day that we will do this? Bashacharis, Bamusuf, Uvamincha, Uvaniilas, Sha'arim. So there are four times, we didn't mention the three times yet. The three prakim, there are three chapters, three time periods during the year where the Kohanim will do Nisiyos Kapayim four times during the day. The four times during the day are Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. And what are the three time periods during the year where we would have these four tefillos, where all four tefillos would have Nisiyos Kapayim? That's Batanios, on a Tanis Tibur, Uva Ma'amados, at the time of the Tfilos of the Anshe Ma'amad. We mentioned that briefly. We'll discuss that in greater detail, the Yisraelim who are doing the Ma'amados, Uva Yom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur. Now, the language in the Mishnah sounds like on these three times, there were four tefillos. Shacharis, Munsuf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. And the Kohanim would do Nisiyos Kapayim in every tefillah. And that indeed is the way the Rambam understands it, based on the Yerushalmi as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Perek Vav, and the Yerushalmi as well. But the Gemara, our Gemara in the Bavli, asks on our Mishnah the following. The Mishnah here says four times during the day. Shacharis, Munsuf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. But the problem is, Tanios and Ma'amados, since when is there Musaf? So how do you understand the Mishnah? Mishnah's telling me that, oh, by the way, on Tanios, now Yom Kippur, I know there's a Musaf. That's fine. But Tanios and Ma'amados, there's no Musaf. So how can you tell me that on Tanis and the Ma'amados, you're say, doing the Sias Kapayim four times? There are no four Tfilos. You don't have Musaf. There's Ne'ilah. There's Shachos, Mincha, Ne'ilah. So how do we understand the Mishnah? So the Gemara, the Bavli, understands that our Mishnah should be understood as a Chisurei Mechasra, meaning there are words that are missing. We have to amend the Mishnah somewhat and learn it in the following way. Bishlosha prokim bashana, there are three times during the year, bishana, that koanim nosin es kapeem kols manshem is palalim. Oh, so these three times of the year, Tanios, Ma'amados, and Yom Kippur, Nesias Kapayim, not necessarily is four times. And Nesias Kapayim is going to happen at every tefillah of that day. Shachris, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, which would be on Tanios and Ma'amados. And there are times, V'yesh Mehen, Arba Pamen Bayom. And you have times, that is Yom Kippur, where it will be four times. Shachris, Mincha, Musaf, where there'll be Musaf and Yom Kippur, and Mincha, Ne'ilah, Sha'arim. So that's what it means. So those three times are Tanios, Ma'amados, and Yom Kippur. Sometimes it's three, and sometimes it's going to be four. Our Mishnah happens to be, according to Rabbi Meir's opinion, who holds that on Etanis we have Nesias Kapayim even at Mincha, as we explain, logically it makes sense. There's no shikras, no one's fasting, eating, everyone's fasting, so we're not afraid they're intoxicated, so you can do it at Mincha. But we don't follow Rabbi Meir. The halacha, in fact, like follows Rabbi Yossi, who says that even on a fast day, there's no Nesias Kapayim at Mincha, because we make a gzeira at Mincha Vatainis because of the Mincha of a regular day. If we're starting to do Nesias Kapayim at Mincha Vatainis, so then we're going to end up doing it every day on days where Kohanim are eating and drinking, and then we're worried. Then, however, even according to Rabbi Yossi, Bamed Devarim Amurim, B'tayni Yoshem Ispalabem Mincho Ne'ilah, that's only true on a Tanis where we daven Mincha and Ne'ilah, like Yom Kippur or a Tanis Tzibur. But let's say you have a Tanis, which is not a Tanis Tzibur, and it's not Yom Kippur, and we have those fasts, where there's no Ne'ilah, like Tisha B'Av, Shavas or Batamas, and the like. So there, those Tanios, so there, and that's, obviously, don't we call that as a Tanis Tzibur? So the answer is not, that's not the communal fast of a drought, let's say. A Tanis, and we know today, we don't have Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av and Shavas. So since that Tfilas Mincha is very close to Shkia, and therefore it looks like Ne'ilah, and you won't mix it up with the Mincha of a regular day, so there is Nesias Kapayim, according to Rabbi Yossi. And this is where the Rambam writes, Hilchos Tfila Perek Yudal. It's a little bit confusing. Let's review. The Rabbi Yossi's of the opinion, again, according to Rabbi Meir, very simple. If you're fasting, so there's Ne'ilah, there's a Nesias Kapayim at every tefillah, including Mincha, because you're fasting. No concern about Shikras. But according to Rabbi Yossi, there is a concern about Shikras, even on Mincha Vatanis. Why? Because you may mix it up with the Mincha of a regular day. But that's only if you're davening Mincha on the fast day at the time you normally would daven Mincha on a regular day. So we're assuming that you daven Mincha on a regular day sometime in the middle of the afternoon. So on a Mincha on a Tanis, you'd also, aware there is Ne'ilah, you'd also daven Mincha in the middle of the afternoon because you need to leave time for Ne'ilah. However, the on fast days, on other fast days where there's no Ne'ilah, so people would say, oh, we have plenty of time to daven Mincha, we may as well daven Mincha towards the end of the day. Actually makes more sense anyway, because you're eating Anenu, and you want to make sure you say Anenu at a tefillah where it's close to the end of the day, where you're pretty sure you're going to finish the fast. You have questions about davening early Mincha on a fast day, where to say Anenu at 1:45, I may not make it through the fast, and maybe I shouldn't be saying Anenu. We say Lo Plug, we say Anenu anyway, but it makes a lot more sense to daven the Mincha of a fast day right before Shkia. If there's Ne'ilah, you can't do that. You don't have that luxury because you need to say Ne'ilah before Shkia. So Mincha is going to be said earlier at the same time it's normally said on a regular day. And then you have that concern about mixing it up. But, and that's Rabbi Yossi's concern, therefore no Nesias Kapayim. But If you have a fast day where there's no ne'ilah, and therefore you're going to daven mincha later in the day, very close to shkia, then you're okay to have birkas kohanim, because it's not going to be mixed up with the mincha of a regular day, because the mincha of a regular day is usually earlier in the day, and the mincha of this fast day, since there's no ne'ilah, is going to be very close to shkia. Now, halacha l'maaseh for us in terms of Yom Kippur, so the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Tuf Reish Chav Gimel, halacha hey, nosin kapayim min ne'ilah. Very simple, says the Mechaber. There is Nisias Kapayim for Ne'ilah, as we explain. The Mishnah says that, Yom Kippur, at all the Tfilos, including Ne'ilah. Says the Ramah, V'haminog v'midinos elu shelo lisa kapayim. The minog in Ashkenazi communities, that we don't have Nisias Kapayim. And that's true, even if it's a Vadayom. Why? Because we're afraid that the davening, as Ne'ilah often does, is going towards the evening. And Nesias Kapayim, which is very late in the Tefillah. So the likelihood is that certainly when you get into the end of Ne'ilah, when it would pretend you're saying Elokei Elokei Maseinu, at that moment, it's certainly dark already. And you're not supposed to have Nesias Kapayim at night. Why? Because there's a hekesh between the Pasuk L'sharaso Ulaverech Bishmo, a comparison between Sherus Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which is only a daytime activity, and Ulaverech Bishmo, and Birkas Kohanim. Since Avod is Dafka Bayom, you have to do the Nisias Kapayim Dafka Bayom. So according to the Mechaber, he says you do Ne'ilah. So he would say if it gets dark, you can't do Nisias Kapayim. And if you're afraid of the Piyutim are going to get you into trouble, do Nisias Kapayim earlier. Get close to the end of Shmona Esrei earlier, then say your Piyutim afterwards. But our minhag is not to do that. Nonetheless, even though we know Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu and Sim Shalom usually are there when there's Nesias Kapayim, let's say Atanis at Mincha, we say Sim Shalom and Kavod Avoseinu because potentially it should be Nesias Kapayim. Nonetheless, that we're allowed to say, that we're not afraid of. After all, you daven, you started the davening during the daytime, so I certainly can say Elokeinu Avoseinu and mention the fact that Birkas Kohanim should have been said at this point. That we're not worried about at all. Perek Dal and Mishnah Beis, Elu Hein Ma'amados. So what, right, what are these ma'amados? Why would they make, what takana, why would they institute this idea of the Yisraelim also being divided into 24 groups and having special davening, etc.? L'fishen amar, because the pasuk says, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem es korban lachmi. We know that pasuk. So that's in Parshas Pinchas describing the korban atamid. And tishmu lakavli b'moado, all of the Yisraelim are mitzuver, are commanded to have a korban tamid every day. So the korban tamid represents all of the Jewish people. The problem is, if Bnei Yisrael have this mitzvah, v'chiheich korbano shel adam karev v'hu eino omed al gabav. The problem is, it's a mitzvah, whoever brings a korban to stand in the azara at the time that they bring their korban. Problem is, when it comes to a korban tzibur, like the korban atamid, a korban musaf, it's possible to have all of the Jewish people in the azara every day when it's being brought. So what do we do? So iskinu nevi'im harishonim, Estrim v'arba mishmaros. So the Nevi'im Rishonim decided, you know what, and we assume this is Shmuel and David, we're going to divide, as Rashi says, we're going to divide even the Yisraelim into 24 different groups, in 24 different mishmaros families, as we did with the Kohanim and the Levi'im. And I'll call Mishmar Umishmar Hayamamad Bushalayim Shel Kohanim Shelavim Vishel Yisraelim. And so too, you had for each and every Mishmar, so we divided them up into 24 groups. And just like we had the Kohanim in their Avoda and the Levi'im regarding the Shira, the singing and the instruments, the Yisraelim were there with for their Ma'amad. That means that every week in the Mikdash, you had a Mishmar of Kohanim and Levi'im, and a Ma'amad of Yisraelim, which literally they would stand. They would stand in the Azara as the representatives, the Shlichim of all of Am Yisrael, during the Hakrav of the Karbanos. So you couldn't have all of everybody, so you have a group of people of Yisraelim. Higiyaz man ha-mishmar lalos. If it was a time for that mishmar to come up of that week, you had the Yisraelim and Kohanim Levi'im. So they came to Yerushalayim. So olim liYerushalayim, everyone would come up. The Yisrael Shabaoso mishmar, the Israel of that particular week, those who came up to Yerushalayim for the Ma'amad, obviously you couldn't have the whole Mishmar because there are too many of them. Karnim Levim, I understand. But to have the whole Mishmar of Yisraelim, one of 24, is still not going to fit. So you had a few of them, which were known as the Anshei Ma'amad. What did everybody do? So everyone in the Mishmar participated, but only some of them were the Anshei Ma'amad. So what would happen? So those who didn't come up to Yerushalayim, the Mishnah says, Miskansim La'oreim, they would gather in their cities. Some have the Gersa Be'oreim. They'd gather in their shuls, in the local shuls, and they had extra tfilos. So the karbonos that they represented would be accepted baratzon. So you had a group of that Mishmar came up to Yerushalayim with the Karnim and Levim. And they were the Anshei Ma'amad, and they stood in the Azara. But all the other members of that Mishmar, one of 24 for that particular week, they would gather in their shuls, in their local shuls, and read each and every day from the Torah. The Korin, the Maaseh Bereishis, they would read every day from Maaseh Bereishis. And Mishnayos will discuss specifically what they laid and how they divided it. But what was the purpose of that? Why Maaseh Bereishis? In order to emphasize the important link between the Avodah in the Mikdash and Kiyum Olam and sustaining the world. As the Gemara says in Tanis of Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Il Mali Ma'amados Lo Niskaimu Shamayim Va'aretz. If it weren't for the Ma'amados, for the representatives standing there when the Karbanos are brought, in order that they be brought Baratzon, so the world wouldn't exist, would cease to exist. Because we assume the whole time the Avodah Deis HaMikdash is being sustained, so the world is being blessed through that. And it's civilization and rain, etc. The Rambam in Perusha Mishnayos says the following, and I quote, Kol Misha Hayamei Anshei Oso Ma'amod Karov Yerushalayim. If you were close to Yerushalayim as part of the Anshei Ma'amad, Hayanimsa b'mikdash b'shas ha'krovas ha'korban ima kohanim ha'leviim shaboso mishmar. You joined, you came to the Beis HaMikdash with the Kohanim and Leviim, if you left close to Yerushalayim. So it wasn't about who decided to come to Yerushalayim and who decided to stay and join and gather in the shuls, but it depended on where you lived. Umisha yorachok miYerushalayim, hayu miskansim bebatei kneisio shelohem umispalim mikorma maaseh bereishis. So that's the way the Rambam understands and the Baratunura. But most Mefarshim claim that even the Anshei Ma'amad in Yerushalayim, they wouldn't just stand there in the Beis HaMikdash, and only the other people locally would be davening and laning, special davening and laning. But even the Anshei Ma'amad in Yerushalayim would have extra tfilos and read Maaseh Bereishis.